State Treasurer Mark Gordon won the Wyoming Republican primary election by 7% of the vote. Some in the GOP who favored other candidates want to blame that on the possibility that Gordon attracted some Democrats who switched party affiliation the day of the primary. The other theory was that the large number of more conservative candidates split votes, which allowed Gordon to win. However, there's also the chance that Gordon, who came in as the favorite, was the preferred candidate. Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck has more.
Mark's experience was helpful to him.
That's Gordon's campaign manager, Gail Geringer, who's overseen four gubernatorial races in her career. Geringer has also managed races for the U.S. Senate, U.S. House, and even the state legislature. She says when she runs a congressional campaign, you focus on ideology. When it's a race for governor, you want something different.
A governor is usually selected more as your best ambassador, the best representative, who also shares your philosophy, but it's not total ideologue.
Geringer says with Wyoming's financial situation, this year's Republican voters wanted to know how the candidates would handle things.
Spending in state government was the top topic always. Where we go with education, how we handle that issue, funding-wise, probably the subset of that.
And candidates backed that up with their campaign that focused on budget cuts, no new taxes, and how they would handle education. But there was also a view among Gordon's opponents that he was not quite as conservative as they were, and a couple tried to exploit it with negative ads or attacks during debates. Others just tried to point out their long-standing conservative nature. Darren Smith was the campaign manager of Foster Freeze. He says their research shows that Wyoming people want a conservative governor.
You look at the polling, and I would say that the conservatives outnumber the liberal moderate probably 2-1 in the Republican Party in Wyoming.
Foster Freeze was a Jackson millionaire who worked very hard to run a positive campaign and used advertising to tout his conservative approach. Smith says as voters got to know him, interest in him grew.
We found that his demographic was the working man and woman. They liked him because he liked them, and he always said, "I'm one of the little guys, and I hit it big, but man, I want others to hit it big too."
Smith says his conservative message connected with Wyoming voters. Brian Harnish is a senior research scientist at the Wyoming Survey and Analysis Center, known as WISAC. They conducted two polls on the Republican primary, one in June and one the weekend before the election. Harnish says in June, over half of those contacted knew Freeze, but at the time, most didn't like him.
He actually had a higher unfavorability rating at the time of those that knew his name. Since that point, there was a lot of campaign materials that went out, and Freeze really campaigned really hard leading up to the election day, and we saw what I think is a lot more people become aware of him as a candidate and what he stood for.
Freeze polled to within 6 points of Mark Gordon, and Harnish proudly says that their poll only missed the final outcome by 1 percentage point, as Gordon won by 7 points. In Wyoming, voters can register the day of the election, and they can change party affiliation too. That's become a topic of conversation, and Freeze believes that cost him the election, believing that Democrats switched over and voted for Gordon. His campaign manager, Darren Smith, says Gordon certainly benefited as the candidate who was not as conservative as others.
Well, sure it did. I mean, because, you know, he was driving in a lane maybe with more votes. And then, you know, you have the open primary certainly played into that lane's favor.
The Freeze campaign has asked other candidates to help support an effort that will keep that from happening in the future. But researcher Brian Harnish is not sure that's exactly what happened. WISAC's polling always focused on Republican voters, and when you look at the numbers from June until August, Gordon certainly had support.
He gained 10% of the voters that had previously said they were voting for Freeze, and he also gained 15% of the voters that had previously said they were going to vote for Hageman. But what those shifts show us was that the people who ultimately ended up voting for Gordon came from, you know, all different backgrounds, people that had previously backed Freeze and people that had previously backed Hageman.
And those votes came from some of the other candidates as well. For his part, Gordon says since he was a familiar candidate, people preferred him. He also says he has the best vision for Wyoming. Democrat Mary Throne disagrees and plans to prove that in the next couple of months. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.